You know, it's surprising. Well, why the hell this thing now works perfectly? Now I just hit the damn button and it just doesn't spin. It just works. I keep being baffled as to why the hell it was happening for the longest time. You know, just like...
Because
now, now it's just... That's it. Now... Hello.
Yeah,
you still there?
I'm here. I'm on my...
I thought you said something. You were saying something, but you got cut off.
Like. Yeah, no, I'm also on my internal mic because my external seems to have crapped out. But you know, whatever.
Oh God! What did you drop like a watermelon on it or something?
It actually crapped out exactly halfway through the podcast I recorded on Friday.
Oh, interesting.
Although,
yeah,
actually. That's exactly when the other thing happened. So maybe it did get hit. Okay. We might as well just get started here. We have nothing to plan.
Well, we have a plan. I mean, I've got a list here of what the hell we talked about.
Well,
at least
I
tried to take it.
We know we're doing the review.
We know what we're doing.
We're
and
not
I took. Right. Yeah. Then I got, I don't know. I filled out 3 fucking pages, for God's sake.
I've got more than 3 pages here, but I wrote big, so.
Okay, I didn't write that big.
Yeah, so anyway, so let's get started. Welcome to Curmudgeon's Corner for Tuesday, December 31st, 2013. It's just a little bit after 3:30 UTC. And this
is the year in review.
Exactly. This is the year in review. This is where we go over the predictions we made in the podcast. We actually did it at the beginning of 2013. We did it a week later. So this is like 51 weeks rather than 52 weeks. But yeah, whatever. You know,
close enough.
We'll be going over those predictions. As I mentioned in last week's show, if you have not listened to that show, you might want to, probably not. But if you do, the RSS feed for the podcast goes all the way back to the beginning. You can just use your favorite podcast listening software of choice and go back and find it in last January's shows. And if you really feel like it, you can listen to it before you listen to this show. But, you know, honestly, guys, we're going to tell you the things we predicted. We're going to distill the actual predictions out of last year's show.
Okay.
And we're going to go over and decide, did we get these predictions right or did we get them wrong? And, you know, we may also mention that there are a few things that, like, we didn't predict at all that obviously happened. But, you know, hey, we can't be graded on those, right?
No.
Yeah. So, no. Okay. So we last year, and we'll do the same thing this year, I think, we divided into categories. So we did a section on politics, a section on economy, a section on tech, a section on international, and then a hodgepodge of random things that either we forgot elsewhere in the show or didn't fit into one of those categories.
Okay.
And so we'll do the same thing again. So we'll start out with politics. And again, this show is reviewing last year's predictions. Next week, we'll make new predictions for 2014.
You know, I gotta say something. We sure as hell made a lot of predictions.
We did. We were like all over the place.
Christ. I mean, I'm like looking at this. Let me see. Did I number them?
I have not. I will count them when we're done here because there's certain ones that were like we could argue about how to count.
If I go with a count that I did, which is kind of half assed over here, all right? 25, 27 plus 8, 35. I've got about 40 predictions, and in total, and I'm taking, like, for example, when you say one and I agreed with it,
that's two.
I'm counting that as one.
Oh, okay. So So, like,
I mean, that would be 80. Yeah, if you took it that way. I mean, well, close so to it anyway.
Just by reference, for last year, and at the end of this, we'll compare how we did to last year. But right. Last year, Yvonne...
Which that was a prediction we also made.
Yes, exactly. last year, Yvonne made 30 predictions, and I made 28, for a total of 58 predictions between us. And that, if we both predicted the same thing, that counted for each of us. So we'll see how we do this time, whether it really is more or less.
We agreed a lot, though.
We did agree a lot. So we might as well get started. And there are some things that only I predicted, and there's some things that only Yvonne predicted. So starting from the beginning of the show, we'll do this in the order we made the predictions last time. The first thing in the politics that I said is we will not know for sure who is serious about running for president in 2016 or not during 2013. Now, I'm going to say I got that right. There have been a lot of people talking, a lot of people, but we don't know yet. You know, there's nobody that's officially declared.
That's true.
There's nobody who has said, like, every single person who is... You know,
now, I mean, there's people there that are raising money, and there's a lot of feelers and stuff and whatever. I'm officially running for president.
Well, not even that. Like,
no.
Not even declaring
an exploratory committee.
Some of the legal stuff can't actually happen yet, but even the people who everybody thinks is running won't actually come out and say, yes, I'm running.
Right. That's true.
You know, and so I don't think and there are a lot of people who are still being very coy about it. And, like, I mean, example number one, Hillary Clinton.
Maybe you could get Cuomo.
He is in the mix. Mario. Mario's son.
Yeah, no. I was talking about Mario.
Yeah, well, whatever. Anyway, I'm going to call that I got that one right.
I will say yes. You got a check on that.
I should use a different color pen. But of course, I only have black. Oh, well, whatever.
Okay, whatever.
I'll figure it out. Okay. I did say, however, that there'll be a lot of speculation about 2016 over the course of 2013, and I will say I was spot on with that one as well.
Okay.
Of course,
I did not count those as predictions because we kept talking about the fact, but okay, all right, I'll give you points on those.
Every time I made a definitive statement about what would happen, or you did, I counted
but,
it as
but
a prediction.
But usually we went and we said at the end, okay, so what's your prediction? And I don't recall us saying that about that.
But it was a prediction.
I'm not going to argue about it.
It was a prediction.
I'm not going to argue about it. It's okay.
In some places we said, is that a prediction? And you say no. In that case, I have not counted it. But if a definitive statement was made, it counts as a prediction.
Okay.
Next, I said there would be lots of people tramping around New Hampshire and Iowa. I will also give me a yes on that one.
Yes.
Okay. Next, now we have a whole bunch of things that we agreed on, some of which we got right and some of which we did not. And I sort of, this was also one where we were talking about a whole bunch of things together, but I tried to tease out the individual predictions. So number one was that we said there would be a lot of argument about the debt ceiling, and then the can would be kicked down the road without it ever actually, like, getting exceeded. We were right on that one.
Okay.
And both you and I made the same prediction, so I'll give a yes to both of us. The next one, however, we were wrong on. We said on the sequester, there would be a lot of argument, and then we'd kick the can down the road, and we would not actually go over the edge. We did go over the edge. The sequester went into effect, and, you know, essentially, it was still in effect most of the year until something was passed right at the end here.
That's correct.
So we both got that one wrong.
But one thing happened about the no kick down the road, the fact that they actually passed a budget, which I think, well.
Well, you mean the one that was just pumped in the last month?
Yeah.
Well, but we went over the sequester happened.
We did go over.
Our
the
prediction
sequester
was
that happened
sequester
was that they were
going to
make a deal before. You're right. Right. They didn't.
So
they
we
went
both
over.
Got that
they went
wrong.
Over twice. Yes.
Now, the next we had talked about the Supercoin And I said that the Obama administration would actually, at least through back channels, actually threaten use of the supercoin. And I think they fairly clearly did not do this. Like, all kinds of other people were talking about the supercoin, but the Obama administration never did.
Right. That's correct.
And so I'm going to count that as a wrong, and you agreed with me on this one as well, so I'm going to count that as wrong for both of us. We also said the same thing about the 14th Amendment. We said that would be threatened as well. And Obama also took that off the table very explicitly. So I'm going to count that as wrong for both of us yet again.
But we did say that they would not do it.
Well, and that's the next prediction. We said the supercoin would not be used, and we agreed on that.
Or the 14th Amendment or any of that.
And we were right on that. So we were wrong on it being threatened. We were right on it not being used.
Well, but we didn't say who was going to threaten it.
And No, we did. We did.
I think it was bantered around by a lot of people in the background.
I went back and forth on this. I replayed this part of the conversation a couple times to make sure exactly what we said.
Did we say explicitly that the president was going
to threaten it? Obama administration would threaten it at least implicitly. We did not say other people would be talking about it. We said the Obama administration would, and they did not. They very carefully took it off the table.
Okay. All right. Yep, yep.
So we got it wrong on the threats. We got it right on the not being used. The next was three confirmations. We said Hagel, Brennan, and Kerry would all be confirmed. We were correct on that, right?
Right.
And so that's three correct for you and three correct for me. Next up. And we're running through these pretty fast, guys. Some of these may get some discussion, but some of these are fairly clear cut. So, here's one where we also agreed. We said that something symbolic would be done on gun control, but nothing significant. We were both wrong. Nothing even symbolic was done on gun control. At least at
We said nothing significant, and what we said that even if something were to happen. But actually, we did say something.
We said something.
We definitely said something, even though we said it wouldn't work. We said something, and actually, nothing passed.
Exactly. So we were both wrong on that one.
Yeah. 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 Not absolutely nothing. Yeah.
And then we had. I'm not going to count this. I'm just going to say it. We said, sort of predicated on the previous one, that something would happen. We said that people would declare victory, even though it was fairly meaningless change. But I think since the first one didn't happen, we can't even grade the second part of the prediction because it was if the first thing happened, then this. So I don't think we can grade that. Because obviously people didn't declare victory because nothing got passed, but that was an if-then thing. So do you agree not count that one?
I agree not count that one.
Okay. That's the end of my first page. Congratulations, everyone.
Yay! Well, you wrote big. I'm not even halfway through my first page.
I wrote big. I had one of these little note-taking pads with a red line down the middle, so it had two halves. So I have one half for Yvonne and one half for Sam. And a fairly big ruled paper as well. Damn it, there's one thing I'm going to have... I meant to check before the show started that I didn't, but I'll have to look up in a second. But... we said continued stalemate in Congress.
Well, that definitely happened.
And that was just me that said that, not you. We got
that was
more,
just you. You're right. Because of that, you went further and you said that Congress was going to be less productive.
Yep.
And you were right.
Well,
and I was wrong because I disagreed.
I'm gonna pull the updated numbers as of a few days ago now, because I did an update on the website a couple weeks ago, but a couple additional things have been signed since then. So I'm just going to make sure. But before we get that, I did say in response to the continued stalemate, there'd be more unilateral presidential actions like
which
what the president
happened.
Did off to Dream
It. Well, hell, I mean, even like, geez, I mean, look at what happened. I mean, you know, even the whole filibuster thing.
Well, that wasn't a presidential action.
That wasn't a presidential, but what I'm saying is the more actions went to try to make things more unilateral is my point.
Excuse me. Okay, I'm getting ahead of myself here. So you would count that as a yes? Because I was trying to think of any specific examples along this line, and I couldn't come up with them.
There are recess appointments that happened that were being challenged. There were quite a lot of things that the president did in order to make changes to the sequester. I mean, the whole thing on filibusters, for example. Things really happened in order to make things. We were used to doing things on supermajorities, and that was acceptable because people would wind up agreeing, you know.
Right.
It's like the Hastert rule we're talking about, you know, over 50%, at least 50% of the majority. That's all gone to shit. I mean, not even Bonner. Bonner had to go and, like, send stuff all over. Any of the stuff that he had to pass, he had to basically just railroad over everybody anyway in order to get anything done. So, eh.
Okay. I'm just checking something, because the next prediction was the one you mentioned, that specifically at the end of the first year, Congress will have passed less laws than the last Congress. I said less, you said more. And by passed, we mean the House, the Senate, and signed by the President.
Signed by the President, correct.
And so I have numbers as of December 20th.
Which say, drum roll.
I just want to make sure there was nothing passed after December 20th, because I seem to remember the President signing at least one thing in the last week. But as of December 20th, the 113th Congress had passed 65 laws. By comparison, the 112th Congress on December 20th, 2011, had passed 73.
Whoa.
So I am correct. It was less.
Okay. It was less.
Unless there were like 9 laws signed into law in the last
year. Yeah, I don't think
so. During our break, I'll make sure that didn't happen. But in the meantime, I will add, I got that right, you got that wrong.
You were
optimistic about this Congress.
Heaven forbid. I was just... I'm an optimistic person. What want me to tell you?
Okay, wait. Just a second. I've almost got that number. I know I said it next break, but... Oh, come on. Browser's being slow. Anyway, I will double check. There were some laws passed by the... signed by the President... after the 20th.
How many?
Oh! Okay, browser being slow. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 laws passed by the President. So.
But I'm short!
Okay, so what was the number I gave you before for right
7.
Now?
7! We are short by 7.
65 plus, how many did I say? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay.
671.
That brings the total up to 71, but also in the meantime, the 112th also passed some laws. So it was 71 to 81.
Okay.
As of December 31st.
Okay, so we're still.
I'll show, although I should give it December 30th, because there might still be some laws passed on the 31st after we talk. So it was 71 to 80. 71 to 80. So, still, the 113th comes up short. Next, we both predicted that Obama would not be impeached.
We were right on that.
I think we were right on that one. We were really going out on a limb on that one.
Well, I don't think we were so much. Let's face it. I mean, there were...
There were talks of the supercoin, and there...
Yeah, I mean, come on.
Okay,
so that wasn't that crazy.
We both said that Chris Christie would remain a Republican. We were also right on that one.
Yep, yep.
Then I said the interim senatorial appointment for the state of Massachusetts would be Barney Frank. It was not. I forget who it actually was, but it was not Barney Frank. You made a prediction about what would happen if Barney Frank was the interim appointment, but that didn't happen, so that prediction does not count. Mm-hmm. I also predicted that in the end, the Senator Scott Brown would run and win that slot in Massachusetts. He did not run, and he did not win. And we got Warren instead. So I got two wrong there.
Yeah, you did.
And that brings us to the end of our politics section.
Yeah, we didn't. Yeah, because we didn't have much else on that. On that.
So we are going to take a quick break. During this break, I will tally up the politics numbers, and we'll review them at the beginning of the next one, and then we'll get on to economy. So we'll be back after this break.
AfricaFocus.org features high-quality analysis and progressive advocacy on African issues with a particular attention to priority issues affecting the entire continent. The heart of the website is the Africa Focus Bulletin. Other features include regularly updated Africa-related news feeds and a set of country pages with extensive background and links on each African country. If you follow African issues or are even curious, visit AfricaFocus.org today.
And we're back. So, the stats on politics. I made 20 predictions, out of which 14 were correct, giving a ratio of 70%.
Wow.
Yvonne was more conservative giving out predictions. He only made 13 predictions.
And?
8 of them were correct, giving a percentage of 61.5%.
Wow. Damn.
So I beat you out. Our collective percentage, we made 33 predictions, 22 were right, so 66.7% collectively on politics.
Hey, that's still pretty damn good numbers. Okay.
Not horrible. Okay, now economy.
Dude, 67% like predictive powers, man. I mean, let's face it. I mean, if we were talking about gambling, we'd be raking in money.
Now, there you go.
Exactly. There you go.
Okay, so the economy. Now, my first prediction was on the Dow. And I will have to say...
Oh, fuck, Jesus. This prediction, I was like...
Did you look at this? So my prediction was...
Okay, so the Dow, by the way...
Wait. Let me say it. My prediction was the Dow would end the year between...
In a range. That was quite broad by you.
Between 11,763... and 16,501.
And
what did it close today at, Yvonne?
It closed... What was the final number that you said? 16 what?
Well, 16,500.
Actually, you know what? You missed!
I know! It closed today at 16,504.
It went up after the... Oh my god, I was looking at it when I was doing it. I'm like, son of a bitch, he's gonna get this stupid thing
closed...
At 16,504.
3 points above the top end of my prediction. But
you had a fucking...
Yvonne.
You had a brain.
Yvonne, wait. I have to say one thing.
I was even far more off than you were.
No. There's one trading day left in the year.
There is. So you're saying that this is to be decided.
I am going to say, I'm going to put right now that this is undetermined, and I will hold off on finishing up the show.
Well, I'm going to declare that I am wrong, because my range was between 14,210 and 14,790, all right? And I really do not expect, on New Year's Eve, a 2,000-point crash on the Dow.
I hope you are right.
I really, really do not think so, all right? Because if there is, then really, yes, tomorrow is going to be a very bad day.
But it is within the realm of reason that the Dow could go down for 3 to 4 points.
Oh, absolutely. You are so on your cusp, all right? It's not even funny, which is why I said last year I hated this stupid thing about making this idiotic prediction.
But I will say the Dow, I based my prediction on the average of where the 75% confidence interval. If I'd done my 95% confidence interval, I would have been
right. Which led to quite a broad range. Yes.
But,
okay.
It's based on – that's just how variable the Dow is. But the Dow was on the upper end of its usual behavior, so it's just, at the moment, just past what I said. Now, I will take a quick pause right now, and I will let Future Sam tell you where the Dow closed on Tuesday, December 31st. Take it away, Future Sam. Beep, beep, beep. This is Future Sam here. On December 31st, 2013, the Dow closed at 16,576.66, which is above the high end of my range that I gave as 16,501. So I did indeed get this prediction wrong. Boo, boo, boo. Okay, we're back. So Future Sam told you whether or not I ended up right on this one or not. I will adjust my the statistics I give later on in the show will show both if I was right or wrong, and we'll let Future Sam decide maybe, you know. But anyway, so I'm giving myself a question mark on that one as to be determined, and we really, really, really hope that Yvonne does not end up being right after tomorrow's fail.
I'm giving myself a full fail. Okay, all right, because it's not happening. Okay.
Okay, next was an Yvonne-only prediction. He mentioned that he said corporate profits would have a little bit of an upside in 2013, but you gave no definition of what you meant by little bit. So there's a lot of fuzziness here.
Yeah, but again, but the point of that wasn't so much to predict that, because the actual prediction that I made was on GDP growth.
Well, we have that prediction next, but you did make a statement that corporate profits would have an upside.
But I did not preface it by prediction.
It doesn't matter. It was a definitive statement. You said there would be an upside. Okay, was there an upside?
Rule for this year. Only predictions are ones that we go and after the discussion we say, I make a prediction that this will happen.
No, that's bullshit. If you make the statement, it's a prediction.
Jesus. God.
If you hold me to that, then I will make sure every single damn thing you say next week, I'm making you say that. The show will take 5 hours because I will pull you down on every single
episode. It could be a very short show.
Anyway, as a whole, corporate profits were up in 2013, correct?
Yes, they were up.
I will give you a check mark on that one because we didn't specify range. Because I actually thought your point was that they'd be up but not very much up. And they have been higher up, but because we didn't nail down a range, I'm going to give you credit for that one. The next thing you said was GDP growth in first quarter would be under 1%. I have no idea if that was right or not.
Okay, I am looking up right now because I did not look up whether we were right or wrong on that one. So I am looking at the numbers. And I let's just continue, and I will get those numbers in a second. Okay.
Okay. While Yvonne is looking that up, I will do our next prediction, which was we both agreed that the euro would not break up in 2013, and we were correct. Okay, you got that number yet?
No, not yet. Just keep going. I'll get in a second.
Okay. Yvonne also predicted that someone would buy RIM. Did someone buy RIM, Yvonne?
Somebody offered to buy it and then fucking backed out on a damn deal, son of a bitch.
So you were wrong.
Yes, I was damn wrong, bastard.
You also said there would be no big new company that everybody was ooing and aahing over in 2013. Do you want to give yourself that one?
Yeah, there wasn't. I mean, they're really, you know... Yeah, there really wasn't. I mean, we didn't have, you know, some there wasn't. I mean, because let's face it, the Twitter IPO, which is probably the one that was really a big one, is not one that, unlike Facebook and other IPOs, people haven't been tracking it every day and like pounding up and down on it or whatever. So I'm gonna say that was correct.
Okay, so the next is that you predicted the yen would be over 100 to the dollar at the end of the year. And what is it
and
right now?
And damn it, I was frickin' right. Son of a bitch.
104.9.
I did a lot, I guess I can't predict frickin' like the Dow, but I sure as hell could predict currency movements. Because that one, let me see, let me double check again, because it was so close to 100.
I brought it up right now, 104.91.
Yes! Called that one, son of a bitch.
Now, of course, we also still have one day left in the year on this one.
Yes, but I don't think it's going to go down 4% tomorrow. And as a matter of fact, trading is open already in Asia.
I will give you the check mark for right now, though. Then, but future Sam will be checking on this when we put the show together to just double check. Okay? So,
okay.
Future Sam, what was the yen at the end of the year? Do, do, do. This is Sam here, future Sam. The yen ended the year at 105.28, which was indeed still above 100. So Yvonne gets this one right. Do, do, do. Okay, we're back. Hopefully Yvonne was still right on that one as well. Okay. So, so Yvonne, going back, what was the GDP growth in Q1 of 2013?
It was like tenths of 1%. I was correct.
So you were correct on that one. Now, your next prediction was that the GDP growth for the full year was going to be between 1.5% and 2%.
Okay, I could get three quarters, not the year, because obviously we don't have the end of the year. But let me see.
How did three quarters do? And next year we should be careful about not making a full year prediction for something that numbers will not be available for at the end of the year.
Oh, God, I'm looking. So let's see. 2012, no, wrong chart. Oh, gosh, this is tougher to find than I... It's a Q... Okay,
should we just call it indeterminate and not count it because we can't get a full year number?
Yeah, we should call it indeterminate and not count it. I was right on the first quarter figure, but I can't... I can't get the full year figure. No.
Okay, so we will... excuse me. We'll take another break because that was the end of our economy predictions. And I will total up the numbers as best I can with the two uncertain numbers. And we'll be back and we'll go over those numbers and then we'll talk tech. Back after this. And we're back. So the econ numbers, there's a lot of indeterminacy here because of the two things that have one more trading day of the year. And maybe this should teach us that next year we should actually do this show on the first show we actually record in January rather than on December 31st.
Ah, well, you know, I get the okay.
And we should be careful not to make predictions that we can't actually evaluate.
I can't believe you're that close on that frickin' thing.
So, anyway, I guess technically speaking, we should say that it's still indeterminate on the Dow either, because that 2,000-point plunge could happen.
No.
Okay, so I made two predictions. Depending on what happens here, I either get one of those two or both of those two correct. So either 50% or 100%. Yvonne, I'm going to count him on the Dow, but I'm going to leave the one on the yen indeterminate, just in case there's a 4% drop tomorrow.
Now that one's possible. Not likely, but possible. Okay,
so Yvonne made seven predictions and got either four or five of them correct, depending. So that's either 57.1% or 71.4%. So that one makes a big difference when you only make seven predictions.
Yeah, Jesus.
That gives us, as a total, for both of us together...
Well, let's say, like right now, preliminarily, at this moment, unless tomorrow there's a 4% plunge, I'm at 71%.
That's correct.
If the number goes down, I'm not that good. But I take 71% any day in a week on predictions.
And okay? If there's a 2,000-point plunge in the Dow, you'll do even better.
Yes, except I'll be poor.
Okay, so together, that means we've got somewhere between 5 and 7 out of 9 predictions. So that's between 55.5% and 77.8% on attack. And here's Future Sam to tell you what the number actually ended up being. Do, do, do. Okay, Future Sam here. So, of course, I got my outstanding prediction wrong, and Yvonne got his outstanding prediction correct. So that means I got 1 out of 2, or 50%. Yvonne got 5 out of 7, or 71.4%. Collectively, that puts us at 6 out of 9, which is, of course, 66.7%, approximately. Back to the future? Past? Something. Do-do-do! Okay, and we're back. So now, tech! Oh, and I'm going to have to bring up another website for reference on this. Because we made a lot of predictions about just how many revisions of various products would happen. So, okay, bringing up a reference on. So first of all, we said Apple will still be doing well.
At the end and of they're doing quite well, as a matter of fact, this year.
I think that's absolutely fine. That was a prediction just by me, by the way. So I got that one right. I also
didn't I agree with you on that?
Not on that one.
Yeah, I actually only put one check mark, so I think, yeah, you're right. Okay.
I predicted that the Retina iPad Mini would come out.
You're right again?
It did indeed. Now we get ones on the number of releases of various things. So first I said full-size iPads. The prediction would be that I said there would only be one or zero of these in the year, and you said there'd be two.
And you were right.
There was one release of the full-size iPad in November 2013, so I was right, and you were wrong on that.
That's correct.
Now, on the iPad Mini, I also said there would be one release, and you said there would be two. There was one release in November 2013, so I was right, and you were wrong. I like saying that. I was right, and you were wrong.
Oh, Jesus, good Lord.
Now, the next, and we kind of screwed up this next one, because we kept saying MacBook without specifying MacBook Pro or MacBook Air.
That's correct.
However, yeah. We said, let's look at this. There were no releases of the MacBook Pro in 2013. There were...
Well, they did switch to Retina, which is one of the things that we predicted.
There's that other category. So there was...
That's right.
There was one release of the MacBook Pro. There were two Retina MacBook Pro releases
right.
In 2013. None of the regular MacBook Pro. But I'll give you the two on the MacBook... Because also the Air had one.
Right.
So if you count all MacBooks, because we didn't specify, there were three MacBook updates in 2013. So I will give that to you. Oh, no, wait, no.
I said two.
No, we were, I am wrong on this one. Both of us agreed that there would be only one or zero MacBook updates.
That's correct. It was zero to one.
So
one
we were
new
both
MacBook.
Wrong. So, yeah. we were both wrong because there were three
yeah,
MacBook updates.
We're all
updates.
Wrong. Yeah, we're totally wrong on that one.
We were totally wrong on that one. Okay, now iPhones. We didn't say the word iPhone explicitly, but you both of us said that our predictions applied to all iOS devices. So that would certainly include the iPhone. This is going to be a question of how you count it. Because do you count the 5S and the 5C as two iPhone releases? I think you do, right?
Yes, you do.
So
yeah, you do.
So you got that one right, and I got that one wrong. That's less enjoyable to say.
Okay.
Now, on the iMac, we both agreed that there would only be one or zero releases, and we were correct. There was only one release. It was in September.
Right.
Okay. I said there would be no iPhone Mini. And I'm willing to count that as correct, although we had this whole debate over whether we meant smaller or cheaper or whatever.
When we agreed at the end, I said that the Mini, and because I said that the pundits kept saying that they didn't mean by Mini, it didn't mean size. It meant price. Okay?
But the
5C is cheaper than the original release.
It is
so
cheaper.
So the answer is yes.
No, I'm still...
I,
Here's the thing. Apple themselves have said the 5C was not intended as the cheap iPhone. The cheap iPhone is the 4.
But it is a lower priced brand new released phone.
But
instead of just leaving the other one on the market, they released two phones, one with a lower price point. Okay, so I count that as absolutely yes.
Okay, so I'll count myself as wrong on that one. Although I'm a little bit in dispute of that one, but I'll go ahead and give it to you. I got that one wrong.
And I did say that there was going to be colors.
I guess we count this as a. See, I'd actually separated this into two things. So let me. I said there would be no iPhone Mini, and I was actually talking small at that point. Then
I was talking.
I know you made no prediction on the iPhone Mini. I said no iPhone Mini, and I said it was about size. And then we said the still previous year model is cheap, not special cheap model, and I'll count myself as wrong on that one.
Because they launched the 5C instead of really keeping the old iPhone 5.
Right.
Right.
And I said there'd be no colored iPhones, and you said there would be, and you were right, and I was wrong.
Yes.
I did say I would not be surprised, but I made the prediction that there would not be.
Now, I will say that I did say, if you're going to take me on this whole thing that any statements are made can be held against me, I did say about a pink-colored phone.
I didn't catch that.
I did.
Okay, so you made a prediction that there would be a pink phone?
I mentioned in the colors, I mentioned pink. And they did not come out with a pink phone.
So no pink iPhone, so I'll give you an X on that one.
Yeah.
I said that all laptops would be Retina by default by the end of 2013. I was wrong. They still have the non-Retina one as one of their primary options.
Close, but not no cigar.
Right. They have the Retina Mac Pro available. They have the Retina MacBook Air available. But you can still buy a non-Retina Pro as a default option. You don't have to do something special to get it. So I'm wrong on that. I did say no Retina iMac. I'm correct on that.
Correct.
Maybe next year.
Maybe next year. I think you will be right.
Although that's a pretty big screen to make Retina. But they can do it. They can do it.
I mean, what the heck? They've got 4K TVs.
Yeah, exactly. But most 4K TVs are bigger than 27 inches, which is the biggest
which
iMac
is why I think they'll make an iMac because it's smaller. That's actually my point.
Well, smaller higher resolution is actually harder than large high resolution.
Because
it's the display density that matters to what's different.
Well, yeah, it's a smaller screen to cut is my point. I mean, we got higher resolution phones.
That's true. Anyway, it didn't happen in 2013. We can leave our prognostication about 2014 till later. Next week. Okay. Then we moved on to non-Apple. You said Samsung and Google would be at each other's throats, and you specified exactly what you meant by that. You meant either Google would start charging for Android, or Google would go on an all-out push on Motorola phones, pushing them more so than other Android phones. Are you willing?
Well, I'm going to say they did. I mean, they launched that multiple. I mean, how many phones did they launch in the fourth quarter? They announced that they were going to spend $500 million in marketing.
So let's get to the specific. The original thing was Samsung and Google will be at each other's throats. Do you think that is the case right now?
I think so, yes.
Okay, I'll give it to you. I'll give it to you because they did launch a number of Motorola Android phones.
Samsung people were pissed.
They haven't been the hugest success in the world yet, but they are out there.
Yep.
You predicted that Samsung would fork Android.
I guess that hasn't happened yet. No.
So we'll give you an X on that.
Yeah.
You said that Ballmer would not be gone by the end of 2013, and he's announced that he's leaving, but he's still
not gone. But he's not gone yet. That's right.
So you got that right. And this next one's sort of hard to judge. You said pressure on Microsoft would not be diminishing.
I think that's right. I mean, I don't think it's diminished.
It's not. Okay.
Yeah.
Then we both agreed that Microsoft will continue its slow decline in 2013 and not be innovating.
I think we're definitely right on that one.
Okay, I'll give that both to us. And then you specifically said that by the end of 2013, both Surface and Windows 8 would be absolutely confirmed failures.
And I think that that's a confirmed fact at this point.
We actually said that it seemed like it was almost confirmed already by the end of last year, but it definitely confirmed now, right?
Yes.
Okay. Then I made a couple. I said we will not have a significant consumer device of the class of an iPhone powered by motion technology in 2013. I was correct.
Yeah, we didn't. Although that would be cool. I really like that. I heard that concept, but I am still really... I mean, they come up with that. That's going to be... I mean, that's going to be something. I'll tell you what.
Okay, next. I said there would be... And this was another one where you could judge the wording of, but I said there'd be no major huge shift to new energy sources in 2013. I want to give myself a correct on this because although there have been continued slow movement, there's been no major sea change in 2013 there.
There definitely was not. And I think you were more referring also to a policy change, legal change, some kind of like a global agreement on reduction or anything like that. And definitely nothing.
Well,
nothing
that's actually the next prediction, which would there would be no major climate change initiatives in 2013 that were big enough to matter. And yeah. I said that and you agreed and we were both correct.
That's right.
Okay. And that is the end of our tech section. So we're going to take another break and I will total up these numbers. And we will be back in a moment with those results, and then international. Back after this. This is Sam here with an opportunity for you. Yes, you heard me right, an opportunity. For you loyal listeners of Curmudgeon's Corner, you know, every once in a while, Yvonne can't make a show. And I do a solo show, which, you know, I think I do okay. But, you know, it's always interesting to have a second person to bounce off. And just in general, sometimes it's good to hear another voice. If you, yes, you, have some things to say about the kinds of things we usually talk about on Curmudgeon's Corner, you know, politics, current events, news, tech, then drop me a line at abelsmay@abelsmay.com letting me know. And, hey, I'll keep you in mind. And maybe ask if you can join us sometime, either on a regular show with Yvonne, if it's something particularly pressing that you maybe have an expertise on, or just, you know, hey, an opportunity to co-host when Yvonne is out. Who knows? Now, I am not guaranteeing that if you send me an email, you'll definitely get on the show, but let me know if you're interested, and I'll keep you in mind. Thanks, and now, back to the show. Okay, here we are. So the totals. I made 16 predictions in the tech category, of which I got 11 correct for a percentage of 68.8%. Yvonne made 15 predictions in the tech category, getting 9 right for a percentage of 60%. So collectively, that's 20 out of 31 for a ratio of 64.5% in tech.
You know, we really didn't pad our results this year like we did the year before. This sucks.
Yeah, last year we made a whole bunch of, you know, absolutely obvious predictions. You know, the Earth will not be destroyed, things like that. Which I guess isn't completely obvious, but if it was, we wouldn't be here to talk about it.
So. Yeah, probably.
Anyway, international. Okay, we took the opposite sides on whether Assad would still be there. Yvonne
and
was,
I was
the one
right.
Who predicted Assad would still be there. He is correct. I was wrong in my prediction that Assad would be gone. Tisk tisk. Okay. I also made one that doesn't count because it was assuming Assad was gone, we wouldn't like who was there after him, but Assad's still
right,
there, so that
right,
doesn't
right,
count.
Right, so that doesn't count.
Yvonne predicted that Putin would still be in power. He was correct.
Yep.
Putin is still there, unless something dramatic happens tomorrow.
Yep.
We both agreed that Chavez would be dead. Is he dead, Yvonne?
He was. Yeah, he is.
He is
very
dead.
Much so.
Now, Yvonne made the prediction that Chavez's VP or none of his, or any of his other cronies for that matter, would not be in power. But
and
I was totally wrong.
I was totally wrong on that one.
So it is indeed Chavez's VP who's now president, correct?
Yes, it is. It is Chavez's VP. Yep.
Amazingly. So you are incorrect. What the hell is this about?
I got that Egypt says...
Egypt.
Yeah, Egypt. Yep.
I had something about the current president still being in power without writing down the country. So I predicted...
Yeah, and we both agreed, and obviously we were both wrong.
Because we both predicted what's-his-name, who was overthrown, would be
right.
still there, and he is not.
He's not.
They had a
yep.
coup. So we suck at predicting Egypt.
Yep.
We both agreed that there would be no U.S. military intervention in Iran. There was not, as far as I know. We both, by the way, said that there would probably be covert things going on, but that they would be secret, so we couldn't evaluate whether or not...
Right, but not an overt military strike, so
right.
we didn't have that.
And
so
I still think there were probably all kinds of covert things going on, but we can't tell, so we can't say it's right or
wrong.
We also said there'd be no overt Israeli military intervention in Iran,
correct.
And we were correct there too, right?
That's correct.
I mean, there have been another number of things that have been sort of blamed on the Israelis, a number of assassinations and things like that, that could be the Israelis, could be us, who knows, but nothing that's outright confirmable. So we were going to say that that's yes. Now... my next prediction had two parts. The first part is that there would be progress on negotiations with Iran.
And we were absolutely right.
I'll give myself a yes on that. And you sort of somewhat agreed, I'll give you an agree on that one.
I agreed. I agreed with that one.
Okay, right, so I'll give you a right on that one. But then, how do we evaluate the second part of mine, which would be that there was progress, but there'd be no breakthroughs? Do you count what's happened so far as a breakthrough?
No.
No? So you want to give me that, too?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you agree on that part, too? I didn't have you down as...
I don't recall if I agreed on that part.
Okay, so I'll say that one was just me. We both agreed that Netanyahu would still be in charge in Israel.
No, we're right on that one.
He is.
And we both agreed that there was going to be no progress in Palestine, although that was a freaking gimme, for God's sakes. Yeah, we both
And we were both
on
correct
one.
On that.
On that one.
And guess what? We're already at the end of our international segment.
Yes, we are.
So we'll take another break. We will total these up. And then we'll do our hodgepodge section, which, by the way, our hodgepodge section actually included some international things and some tech things, but whatever. We threw it into a hodgepodge at the end. Whereas we really should have remembered them and put them into right sections, but we didn't.
Yeah, but,
so
wait, but we didn't. But sue us. You know, we can send a lawsuit, serve at my address, find it on the internet. There you go. It's all.
Okay. We'll take another break. We'll come back with the international results, and then we'll do hodgepodge. And then after that, we'll do the overall totals. Back after this.
Ready for the test, Dracula?
I'm ready, Frankenstein. Then, let us begin.
Creepy Classic celebrates the classic horror and science fiction films from the silent era through the 1960s, and retro TV horror from the 1950s to the 1970s. Visit creepyclassics.com for all your classic video needs. And when you buy something, tell Ron that the curmudgeons say hello.
And we're back. So, international. I made 9 predictions. I got 7 right. That is 77.8%.
Woohoo!
Yvonne made 10 predictions and got 8 right for 80%.
Woohoo! Me!
I think this is the first category you've beat me at, isn't it?
Maybe.
Well, yeah, you're right. It depends on what the Dow does tomorrow.
Right.
Because the econ is up in the air. Politics, I won pretty clearly. Econ is up in the air. Tech, I won. So it depends on what happens. Anyway, collectively, we made 19 predictions, got 15 right, 78.9%.
Woohoo!
Okay, hodgepodge. We both said that Apple would release a streaming music service.
Oh, good. Maybe a steaming pile of dung. And no,
well, that was my prediction. So we were both right. It was released. iTunes Radio was released. I predicted it would suck, and then I clarified that I meant it just wouldn't take the world by storm. You predicted that it would be successful. So I haven't seen any numbers released on this. Do you have any idea if iTunes Radio is successful?
The reality is that I think that's a tough one to gauge. I use it personally all the time.
But I usually use
it all the time too. I got to be honest with you.
So is that good enough? We call it a success,
which is
we
mentioned. Well, then I'm going to say it's successful because here's the reality. We talked about this where we said, yeah, they're probably going to stick it right there into your iTunes, so you're going to be just, you know, whatever. It's just going to be easy. You're going to click on it, you're going to listen, you're going to be done. And the reality is, if you remember, we were talking about the old Apple Radio inside iTunes, right? Which barely anybody used. This one, people, I mean, I know almost anybody that's got iTunes uses it. So, let's say another matter.
Has this truly struck fear into the hearts of Pandora and Spotify and those guys?
I think that despite those guys saying otherwise, I think that they are concerned, obviously. But
has it devastated them yet?
I mentioned that they could be devastated, but they have not been devastated.
Of course, that it's not like they're making money anyway.
No, they're not. I mean, they aren't, and they still aren't to this day either. So
I will count myself wrong because it doesn't suck. I've used it. It's pretty decent. It's got a few issues, but it's okay. Are you going to give yourself a check on it? Will be successful?
Yes.
Okay, I'll give that to you. Okay, next, TVs from Apple. Did they release a TV?
No.
That means you are right and I am wrong because I went out on a limb and said Apple will release a TV.
They kept saying they're going to release some fucking TV. And I said, no way.
Now, I also gave a thing. If they released it, what would happen? I said it wouldn't be a big hit, but they didn't release it, so that one's moot. Fidel Castro, is he alive, Yvonne?
Yes, he is.
So I was correct, and you were wrong.
I don't wish anybody dead. I'm sorry. But, dude, I thought you were in bad shape. I didn't think you'd make it through the year, but there you go. Still hanging on.
But Obama shaked his brother's hand.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Terrible things.
We never actually talked about that on the show, but it was a big deal
for a
couple days.
Well, also, you know, apparently that, you know, supposedly Obama was flirting with, was it the Danish... Prime Minister.
So now our next prediction, we have to actually run the stats before we can say it, which was we would not beat our previous accuracy record for 2012. Now, just to refer to what that was, our accuracy in 2012 overall between you and me together was 79%.
We said that we weren't going to beat that.
78%. Yvonne, you were 77%. I was 79%. Collectively, we were 78% last time. Now, we can't tell until we run the stats. So I'm going to take a break in a second. And, of course, someone mentioned that there is an edge case where this is actually indeterminate, where we're so close to last year's numbers that whether or not we're better or not depends on whether or not we were better or not. And creates an indeterminate answer. I think it might have been our listener Bruce who pointed that out, that it's sort of a meta question. Now, if we're way off from last year, then that won't make a difference. But there is that possibility that the accuracy of this question itself will determine whether or not we were better than last year. It's one of those things.
All right.
So let's take a break. And also, of course, it'll depend on those two questions where we're waiting for the markets on the 31st. So I'm going to take a break. I'm going to do I'll calculate the hodgepodge section, and then I'll calculate the range at which our numbers could be depending on the answers to all of the questions, and see where we are. So we'll take a break, and I'll come back with a whole bunch of numbers. Back after this.
This is a break, oh yes, this is a break. This is a break, cause no one gave me any suggestions. I told you, I warned you, so this is a break. This is a wonderful break, a wonderful break. Yes, indeed, this is a break. This is a break in the middle of Curmudgeon's Corner. Yes, this is a break. Yes, yes, this is a break, 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 break. Yes, 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 this is a break. Yes, this is a break, 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 break. Yes, it is a break. And now, and now, and now, and now the break is over.
Okay, we're back here. I've got the final numbers. Well, sort of final, because we're going to wait on the markets tomorrow. And I guess technically, there are a lot of predictions that we made, like certain people being dead or not. They could die in the next 24 hours.
They could.
Well, a little less than 24 hours till the end. But, you know, it depends on the time zone, of course. I'm judging UTC here, but.
So
there are a lot of predictions where something catastrophic could happen on the last day of the year, which again.
Okay.
Yeah, we next year we will do our retrospective show, the first show we actually record in the new year, so we don't have these questions.
But then we may be missing time about predictions for next year because things could happen in the first week.
That's true. So we can predict things about the first week in full knowledge that we're right.
Okay, so that'll increase our score.
Couple weeks. I mean, last week we actually didn't. we were like a couple weeks in. You know, so anyway. Whatever. Anyway. We'll figure it out. And next week we'll do our prediction show, and we will already know about at least a week of January.
Right.
So all our predictions next week are going to be about things that happen in this first week of January.
That's it. We're done. We're out.
That's right. Okay.
We predict that the weather will be 73 degrees in Washington, D.C. on January 3rd or something like that. Great. Beautiful.
So first of all, I will point out that we did enough worse than last year that we're not even close. So I can go ahead and declare
that. I'm pretty sure. Like
no matter how you evaluated the open questions about the Dow, the yen, and even the question about did we do better or not than last year, even if we got all of those right, it wouldn't be enough to actually put us better than we did last year. So therefore, we have a definitive answer on we, in fact, were both correct in our prediction that we would not beat the 78% accuracy that we got last year.
Yeah, we were on a roll last
year. And more specifically, I also looked up, neither one of us individually beat last year either.
We did pretty good
last year, so it was a high bar.
It was a high bar. But I still think, what is the final tally?
Here's where we are. Depending on what happens with the Dow tomorrow, total predictions, I made 52 predictions. Depending on what happens with the Dow tomorrow, I will get either 36 or 37 of those correct.
Okay.
Which gives a percentage of either 69.2% or 71.2%.
Okay.
So now, just real briefly, future Sam, how did I actually end up doing? I, of course, got that one thing about the Dow wrong, so my final total was 36 out of 52, which was 69.2%. Okay, future Sam knew the answer there. Okay, now Yvonne made a total of 50 predictions, and depending on how the yen does relative to the dollar in the last day of the year, he will have gotten either 33 or 34 of those 50 correct for a percentage of either 66% or 68%. Future Sam here. Yvonne, of course, got his outstanding item about the yen correct. So he ended up with 34 out of 50, which is 68%.
Gosh, that's not great.
So I am slightly better than Yvonne. Even if he gets his right and I get mine right, I still beat him out slightly. Like, in that scenario, he'd have 68% and I'd have 69.2%.
I'll take that back. I mean, we did pretty good. I mean, that's, it's not bad.
We didn't hit the 77, 78, 79% that we did last year, but, you know, high 60s ain't bad. It's better than chance, right?
It is much better than chance, yes. Apparently we know what the fuck we're talking about.
Well, or we pick things that are easy to predict. But, you know, we try to predict things that...
Now, well, I think that this year... Listen, this year we made a more conscious effort for 2013 not to pick things that were just stupidly easy to predict. We did do that, okay? So we made a conscious effort towards that. So I think that that definitely had an impact on the comparison year over year.
Because what that makes our collective scores for this year, we made 102 predictions between us. And of course, some of those were overlapping where we predicted the same things. Some of those were opposing where we predicted opposite things, so only one of us could be right. But right. Together we made 102 predictions. And depending on how the Dow and the Yen do tomorrow, we will have either 69, somewhere between 69 and 71 of those 102 correct. So that's a percentage of between 67.6% and 69.6%. And again, that compares to last year where collectively we did 78%. So we're about, you know, 10% worse than we were last year. But, you know, not bad. Oh, and Future Sam, I should have interrupted on Yvonne's total already, but first of all, Future Sam, how did Yvonne actually end up doing? This is Future Sam. I actually said this a little bit earlier when I wasn't actually called out by the previous me to say so. I just interrupted and said, but Yvonne's final total was 34 out of 50, which is 68%. Okay, now Future Sam, what was our final collective score? Future Sam here again. The final collective score was 70 out of 102 for a percentage of 68.6%.
Okay, and there we go. And those are the end of the predictions. The 2013 predictions we made last year, or at the beginning of 2013, not bad. Not as good as with the previous year, but, you know, we tried to make it, like you said, we tried to avoid some of the bullshit predictions. We didn't completely avoid bullshit predictions, but we did less of them. Yes. You know, not horrible. And, you know, here's the thing I want to point out every year that we do this. You won't find many pundits out there who actually go back and grade themselves on how they did.
And I'm going to say that we scored with more than two-thirds of the stuff that we said actually happened. So I think we did pretty damn good.
Yeah, and most of those pundits out there will never, ever bring up again the times they got wrong.
Right. And, yeah,
and
we certainly...
We own those. We own it when we get something wrong.
Yeah, we own it. I own... Fidel's still alive. Son of a... God, I mean, really? Well, forget about the politics. I don't like wishing people dead. I mean, I never liked Saddam, for God's sakes. I still have nightmares about having watched a video of him being hung.
We didn't make a prediction about Mandela being dead.
We did?
We did not. I don't think we even had that in our old death pool.
I don't think we had it on our radar as to be dying this year. I mean, you know, let's face it. I mean, his health issues really surfaced. I mean, we knew he was old, but you know,
that if we'd had it, it would have been almost a gimme. The guy was like 90-something years old.
Yeah, true.
And he wasn't in good health even at the end. But we did not make that prediction. He wasn't.
We did not.
So anyway, that's it. Next week. Now, Yvonne, you and I have homework, because, you know, I'm thinking right now, I don't know what my predictions are going to be.
I got no clue, either.
I got no clue. So you and I both have to spend some time thinking over the next week what the hell our predictions for 2014 actually will be.
I go like Mr. T. Prediction? What's your prediction? Pain! No.
Yeah, exactly. So... Anyway.
Well, like a friend of mine said, if you're over 40 years old and you're not waking up in pain every day, then the reality is you're dead. So anyway,
there you go.
We both are over 40.
So our listeners,
Hope you enjoyed our retrospective show. I know it's just a bunch of, hey, did we get this right? Did we get this wrong? But I think it's interesting to go back and look at those old predictions.
It's the show where we grade whether we're kind of like trying even to do our job.
There so, you go. Now, yeah. And next week, tune in for our predictions for 2014. And hey, if anybody listens to this show in the next week and has a particular subject they want us to make a prediction on, send me an email at abelsmay@abelsmay.com. And Yvonne and I will be sure to actually at least say something. We may decline to make the prediction, but we will at least address the issue and maybe make predictions on whatever question you're asking us about.
Right.
So, anyway, tune in next week for predictions. In the meantime, have a great week. Have a happy new year. Have a safe new year. Don't go doing anything stupid. Well, I, what am I saying? I'm not going to release this till after the new year because I'm waiting to find out the answers to those questions. So hope you had a good happy new year celebration and have a good week, and we'll talk to you next time. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.